If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
It's Dave Player on this early Sunday morning on 720 WGN. So Ginger Z has been forecasting the weather from Flint, Michigan to Maryville, Indiana, and Grand Rapids, Michigan to Chicago's very own on NBC5 for 5 years. She moved to network television in 2011, and since 2013 has been the chief meteorologist for ABC News every morning on Good Morning America. And starting Monday, she debuts on the 22nd season of Dancing with the Stars, and Ginger Z joins us this morning. Good morning, Ginger.
Oh, good morning. I got choked up listening to that, thinking, gosh, I have come a long way. You forget about those things.
That is all you. That is all you. And congratulations on so much. And on first of all, you know, doing what you're doing on the air every day and Dancing with the Stars and being a new mom.
Thank you. It's a journey, that's for sure. But gosh, I'm really, really excited. The beginning of this, even the opportunity to do this show, to add that on to what I'm already starting to do, it was at first like, oh, should I? Is it a challenge I want to take on? And just like so many of the other adventures I've been able to do through ABC, this one is going to take me to a whole nother place.
You know, I swear I saw you, maybe it was in the Oscar show last year at Good Morning America where you were dancing on stage. Was that last year or was it?
It was 2 years ago.
It was two years ago. So we know you have it. Right?
Well, I had it for like that 15-second thing. I don't know if I have it for 15 shows, but yeah, no, I think I can learn things. I just need to, once I learn it, and this is what we're actually mid-rehearsal talking about right now, is I have to just let go. Yeah. I have to just stop thinking so much. And that's a big part of it. It's just enjoying it and then remembering you're dancing.
That's right. That's right. Well, I want to get to that a little bit more in a minute, but I love the fact that, and we talked about this before, that your name, Ginger, is actually after Ginger from Gilligan's Island.
Yes. Unfortunately, not Ginger Rogers, which would be more appropriate now.
Yeah. And it was. And why after Gilligan's Island? Was it something that your folks watched growing up?
Or, yeah. So my dad came to the States when he was young, before he was 10. And to learn English, he'd watch television, and his favorite show was Gilligan's Island, and his favorite character, for probably pretty obvious reasons, was Ginger.
That's awesome.
So he always liked that name.
Yeah. So when did you realize, like, that you wanted to explore the world of meteorology? Because I know you're pretty young, and it had to do with Lake Michigan.
Yeah, Lake Michigan was key. I mean, it's just like being out in the plains where you can see for miles and miles. And I remember being a kid and watching thunderstorms come across and being enchanted by that. And taking that passion from when I was young, I think it just was more of an interest, not necessarily something I thought I was going to be able to do. And then it just grew and grew. And as I went to college, once I took the first meteorology course, I was hooked. I thought this is definitely what I need in my life.
Well, and you had a pretty early goal to be a meteorologist on the Today Show by the age of 30, right? I mean, that was something you aspired to right off the bat.
Yeah, and it's like how people say, if you put it out there. So I kept putting it out there. I kept saying it to everybody. It sounds a little, you know, much maybe coming from someone, but I think if you speak your goals, a lot of times that can mean something.
I think you're right. No, I think you're right.
And it did. It did on that case. I made it but to the Today Show, but then I eventually didn't work for that network. So.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, and I know everyone here in Chicago wants to take credit for discovering you, I'm sure including Larry Word. But you actually had other gigs at other stations before you landed here, and you've been mostly in the Midwest and now in the East Coast, but you're a California girl.
Originally, I was born in Orange, California. So, but then we moved to West Michigan really young. So luckily, because had I been in Southern California, I don't know that I would have seen the storms to get that excited.
True. No, that's very true.
Yeah. It's all part of the story, the yarn. And I think, you know, going back to Chicago and listening to you intro me, that was the craziest thing, is because Maryville is where I really started, in Indiana there at that PBS station. And so not only there, but in Flint and Grand Rapids. A lot of places that you have to go before you make it to Chicago.
But you made it. You know what? I mean, it just speaks to your talent, and you made it that quickly to the third market in America. I mean, in Chicago.
I think it's, I always tell students too, I think it's a combination. I don't know. I think there's definitely, you have to be talented, but there's a lot of people who do the same thing that I do and that could easily be in this position. I'm just, I think fortune is a big part of it too.
Now, while you were here, I know you were doing some storm chasing too. That, you know, talk about being out in the field, being in studio versus being out in the field. That's had to be extremely exciting.
Yeah, my heart is out in the field. When I was in college, we had a course that was called storm chasing. So I started storm chasing when I was 18, and I loved it so much. And when you get into television, especially in smaller markets, there's not a lot of budget to go out in the field. So I, for years, was stuck in a studio. And not that there's anything wrong with that, because I enjoy the studio too. But when I was in Chicago, I had the opportunity to work with Discovery Channel on the show Storm Chasers, and then met some friends and was able to travel all the time and see dozens of tornadoes, and certainly now have covered hurricanes and every other type of natural disaster. And I think being in the field, that's where I do my best work. That's where I feel like I can get to the story. And not only, you know, once the meteorology passes, the human part comes. And that's the part that I've grown into loving
now,
these days.
When you were in the field doing some of this stuff, like what was the most terrifying weather experience you've had?
Most terrifying for me was Sandy. We were in Atlantic City, and there was a point where our vehicle, a police officer actually told us that we couldn't go one way, and they wanted to usher us another way. I think that it was, the water was rising so rapidly that it took everyone kind of like to come aback, and we all thought, oh my gosh, I can't believe this happened so fast. We drove into a little bit of water, and just like every other story I've covered where people get swept into water, we all of a sudden were in floating.
Wow.
And so, you know, fortunately we had a really great driver, and she got us out of that situation. We didn't become part of the problem, but that's the last thing we want to do when we're out covering a storm.
Well, you know, what speaks to you is, I follow you on Facebook, and so, you know, you post some fun little things on there, but I mean, you know, when you got weather stuff to talk about, I mean, it's all over your Facebook page too. I mean, you're really into it 24/7.
Yeah, I always think too, if I ever, you know, if this doesn't work out after a certain point, I'm always going to love the weather. I'm always going to be posting about it, interested in it, hoping to warn people about it, because it's just, I love putting together the puzzle that is the atmosphere. That's my favorite thing to do. When I wake up in the morning, I want to look. When I walk out the door, I want to see if it came to fruition. I look up and see, oh yeah, I knew that cloud was going to have a little higher top today.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And well, now you're doing it every day. Good morning, America. Like, what time do you usually get up in the morning? I'm assuming 3, 2 o'clock?
3:30.
Yeah.
3:30. Yeah, that's like sleeping in compared to local news. So.
It really is, isn't it? I know, you're totally right. What's a typical morning like on the set once you get there? I mean, are you're jumping right in and preparing your forecast?
Yeah, we jump right in. I start with forecast. I usually forecast at night because most of the models come in time before I go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing too new comes in. Obviously, I look at the basics. And I've got a team at GMA, so we work together on that. And then hair and makeup takes a long time, and then we start doing promos with different TV stations starting at 6:15. So it's an early, fast morning.
It is. And then you got married in 2014, and last year you and your husband Ben had a baby boy. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, I say little Adrian, but he's big Adrian. He's already so huge.
That's great. And, you know, now balancing the job you have, the hours that you work, and I think Ben works a different day part, but the new joys of motherhood, how are you figuring out how to balance it all? Because you got to get some sleep in there.
Yeah, I think organization is key. What I'm finding is if you plan it, it will happen. And
yeah,
so,
yeah.
If you just put, and it's like any parent, though. I don't think what we're doing is, it's unique because it has a lot of sequin and, you know, maybe a little bit more travel. But it's not unique in the way that everyone's life is full. And everybody has to say, okay, from this time, the kid's got to eat. And from here to here, he's got to bathe. And I think those are the things that I'm learning from other parents, because they're doing it too.
Now, you've added a whole other layer to your life. Now, as you're practicing and getting ready for Monday's 22nd season of Dancing with the Stars, how cool is that? Like, what got you interested in jumping into that?
Well, I think I've been a fan almost all seasons. I love the show. I love dance. I think it's always such a beautiful art form. It's such a cool way to express yourself, and then to add the element of people coming from, especially in my case, nothing and not knowing anything about ballroom, and then to teach them and to see them along that journey. It's just a great TV show. And the other part that's cool is my you know, from a 13-year-old, a 3-year-old, a 30-year-old, and a 83-year-old. Everybody can love it, and it's such an easy family show to watch. The competition is fun. The stories are always good. You're always inspired by the end of it. So to be a part of that is such an honor.
So they announced the new cast in early March. When did you start practicing? Was that like right away, boom, you were out there?
Yes, it was only, we had practiced maybe 4 times before you saw the reveal, so not much.
Yeah, I would think so. And, you know, first of all, you look amazing already. You just had a baby a few months ago. You look fabulous. But I have to imagine these workouts are kicking your butt.
Athletes will say that this is the toughest thing they've done, and I think that this is the best way to get back into shape and potentially better shape than I ever was. So it's exciting to have that health benefit, too. It's cool.
And your partner is Valentin, correct?
Yes. He is outstanding.
Yeah, so that's it. You're going to be spending a lot of time with him. And who else will you be competing against this season?
We've got a bunch of people. We've got a lot of football players. Doug Flutie, Antonio Brown. There's Von Miller, who everybody knows, MVP.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Kim Fields, so Judy from Facts of Life. Jody Sweetin from Fuller House. It's a really good cast. Like Geraldo.
Misha Barton. I'm looking at this. Yeah, Misha Barton. Yeah. So do you have certain types of music styles that you like, that you're kind of excited about dancing to?
I love the Latin stuff. I don't know that that's what I'm good at, but I think it's fun. So that's the part that I'm looking forward to.
Is it one of those things that they tell you exactly what you're going to be dancing to? I mean, do they pick those things for you? Is it up to you and your partner? How does that process work?
It's a combination. They have theme weeks, so there's certain directions you have to go. They have songs that they suggest or things, you know, and they have to clear them. There's licensing things. But, yeah, for the most part, it's a team effort.
And you're practicing how many hours a day? So you're doing the morning show, and then obviously you're going to be doing the show on Monday night. What are you doing? Is it 2-3 hours? Is it 8 hours? What's
4 to 5.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And everybody's doing the same thing. They're out there dancing. Now, are you in the studio doing this, or are you doing this elsewhere?
Yeah, we're at a dance studio in Manhattan. So Midtown. Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, the 22nd season of Dancing with the Stars begins tomorrow, Monday night at 7 Central on ABC. And you can always catch Ginger weekday mornings on Good Morning America. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to this. And please do vote. I'm counting on you, Chicago.
And I was going to say break a leg, but I mean that in the best way possible.
Thank you.
All right. Much more ahead on 720 WGN.